Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market is set to kick off in positive territory this morning, a reversal of yesterday's fortunes. The SPY futures are suggesting the ASX 200 will be up by around 0.8%, in part reversing some of yesterday's decline. We took a decent knock yesterday, the ASX 200 down by 1.5%, which was in line or thereabouts with the losses that we saw for regional markets. The Shanghai Composite down by 1%, the Shenzhen market down 1.6%, the Nikkei down 2.5%, and of course, Japan was the point of origin for much of the volatility that we've seen for the markets over the course of the last 24 hours. And that reverberated through the Northern Hemisphere last night. Of course, I'm talking about the Bank of Japan's decision on interest rates. Unsurprisingly, they left rates on hold. But what they did do was make a bit of a tweak to what they call yield curve control, essentially the movement of short and long-term interest rates in relation to each other. Bottom line is that they're going to let the 10-year government bond in Japan move through a wider range. So they're trying to basically leave their settings in place, the loose monetary policy, so that it can actually get some inflation back into the system. Of course, Japan has been characterized by a deflationary environment for an extended period of time. So this was a bit of a surprise to the markets. We saw Japanese 10-year bonds shoot higher, and that has effectively sent a shiver up the spine of most interest rate markets globally in the last 24 hours. So when you look around throughout the world, yeah, we have seen another day of, in some cases, double-digit moves higher for long-term government bonds. And that has been where some of the volatility has emerged from as far as stocks are concerned. And that is the nub of the issue, that interplay between interest rates, currencies, bonds, and commodities as well, I suppose. So it's been an interesting window of time in that regard, and it's yielded some interesting moves where different markets are concerned. But last night, where the S&P 500 was concerned on Wall Street, the market moved through a range of being up and down by about 0.5% and finished with a small improvement of 0.1%. The Dow Jones was up by a little under 0.3%, and the NASDAQ was essentially flat. But within that, there were some pretty decent moves from a range of companies. Tesla shares have had a shocking couple of days, down by 8% overnight. There have been some broker downgrades painting a picture of waning consumer demand, amongst other factors pushing that stock down. We have tended to see oil-related stocks do quite well and commodity-related stocks do quite well in the last day. So gold and oil producers amongst that. Oil services company Halliburton up by 4% on Wall Street last night. Newmont Mining, the gold miner, of course, up by 4%. And elsewhere, earlier in the week, we heard from Moderna in relation to some encouraging news for one of its drug candidates. Clinical trials have worked out well. The shares continue to benefit from that, up by about 6% overnight. Where the European markets were concerned, the Germans could be a little bit miffed, having missed out on the benefit of some better-than-expected producer inflation numbers. They fell quite substantially over the course of the last month, from 34.5% to 28.2%. But given the ructions in the bond markets, that was overshadowed. So we saw 10-year government bonds in Germany move higher. That was a bit of a factor weighing on the market overall there. The German DAX down 0.4%. The French market down 0.4% as well. The FTSE in London managed to improve modestly, up by around 0.8%. So, as I said, commodity prices have generally benefited from a moderation of the US dollar overnight. So that could put our market in some better stead today. And at the same time, what we saw in different places throughout Europe and the US is that margin between long and short-term interest rates having expanded in the last day has been beneficial as far as the financials have been concerned. There are some pretty acute cases of good bank gains for as far as European trade was concerned last night. US banks also did reasonably well last night under the circumstances as well. So finally, as far as factors moving the market today are concerned, we don't have much in the way of economic news. We've got the skilled job vacancy series out. That's a bit of a yawn, to be frank. But in terms of what is going to be moving markets. It'll essentially be the continued fallout from the Bank of Japan, the moves in interest rate markets, how these commodity and currency markets are jumping around as well. So it should, at the very least, be quite an interesting day. Hope you enjoy it.